Hey guys, it's Eric RPG and Brinkman. Once again, we are here talking about Mega Man, doing our retrospectives of the series, of the various Mega Man series leading up to the release of Mega Man 11. And next week will be the final episode. I've decided this because by the time we get to the 11th episode, 11 will already be out, so...
So why is next week going to be our last episode then?
It's going to be the penultimate episode. We'll come back and do 11th after we've had some time to play 11.
Well, we still have when does 11 come out?
The 2nd.
It comes out on the 2nd. Okay, so that episode would come out afterward. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So we do one episode on the 26th and then...
Well, I'm going to think about doing like 9, 10 and the fan games and then talk about what we liked about the series and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And maybe I'll squeeze in my Mighty Number 9 review.
Right. Well, let's get moving then.
But today we're talking about Zero and ZX. Zero is 4 games in the series and ZX is only 2 because it unfortunately never got finished because it didn't sell very well.
It's not
as if Capcom did a good job with its localizations on either game, because the first game's problem is that they cut out all the voice acting, and the second game's problem is the voice acting is actually pretty terrible. But yeah. That's like standard Capcom.
Yeah, I know. But the games themselves are actually
especially
really
enjoyable,
when it comes
to, when it comes to the DS, like, you're strapped for memory. So yeah. You could end up in a situation with like Tsukuyota and Tear Christ where they characters had to read their lines quickly because they had to say a lot and they were probably pressured by the director who didn't know what the fuck they were doing to read lines in a certain amount of time to be able to make sound bites small enough that altogether will still be able to fit on the cartridge.
Read these lines or else. Sir, yes, sir.
And it's weird because like he's the only character that talks that fast because he's the main character, so he talks the most.
Right.
But anyways, back to Mega Man Zero. It is the first game in the series, I think, to be developed. I don't know. Maybe it's actually the second game in the series to be developed by an external party, because the Mega Man Network Battle Network Transmission game was developed by Arika, but right. I'm not sure if that came out before this or not. But this game came out in Japan in 2002, and I don't know when that led, but I think it wasn't far behind, maybe. Mm. But this is the first to be developed by a company called Integrates, which was established in 1996. And they've done a lot of, like, various titles, but the most known for the Mega Man Zero and ZX series, and more recently, Mighty Number 9, which is probably their worst game that they've ever made. Also, they also made Azure Striker Gunvolt and the new Blaster Master Zero, and then the Mighty Gunvolt games. And they're going to make that Dragon Mark for Death soon.
I've never played Mighty Gunvolt, but it looks like a fun game.
It's only on the Switch. But I think the first Mighty Gunvolt got ported to the PS4. But I don't think it got an Xbox One port. Mm. You could get it on a PC as well. But your black belt should be able to play that.
Really?
But yeah, it's called Gal Gunvolt though.
You think my shitty little laptop can do that, huh? Yeah. I don't mean that laptop. I love you. Don't listen to the bad man.
It's an 8-bit retro style game. Mighty Gunvolt Burst, however, is a 16-bit style game, but. Your laptop might still be able to play that, but I don't think it's been ported to the PC yet. But back to Zero. the basic plot of the Zero is that it takes place about 100 years after the events of Mega Man X5. Because that was the breaking point where Keiji Inafune had set in motion for his story before Capcom decided, we want to continue making X games.
And try and run them into the ground as much as we can.
But anyways, the plot is that Zero lost his original body, or like decided that he couldn't, I guess, purge his body of his systems of the virus that was inside of him. So he decided to get a new body and throw away the old one. But like X6 hinted, he was in hibernation, but he wasn't supposed to wake up. But he gets woken up by a group of Reploids and a scientist named Ciel, which means ceiling in Latin, by the way, or sky, specifically sky. Them and her Reploid entourage, which are meant to protect her, because they're part of this resistance group who's fighting against the oppressive fascist government of Neo Arcadia, which we find out is actually being led by X, or apparently, who's decided that Reploids in general are just dangerous to humanity's survival because of all the wars that were fought over them. So he's deciding, I don't even want to bother understanding these things anymore, so we'll just destroy our enemies. They basically became paranoid conservative racists. And so there's a witch hunt for Reploids that are, like, I guess, even the little hint of being dangerous. Which is funny because, like, if you understood human behavior, you know that humans are no different than Reploids, and they fight because their brains are fucked. So Reploid brains aren't that much different, and they can't understand this for whatever reason. They can't just try to work through it. But
because they wouldn't have a story.
Yeah, basically the reason comes clear that this supposed X person isn't actually X, and he was an exact perfect replica of X in every way but their personality, because your personality is shaped by your experiences, and he didn't have the same experiences or luxuries of friendship that actual X did, so he ended up the way he did. But he was created by Ciel, who I'm going to go out on a limb and say Ciel's in some ways supposed to be a reincarnation of Dr. Light, or at least like descended from his extended family, because from what we know of Dr. Light, he didn't have any actual relatives, like within like his direct family line. Like he didn't marry or have kids, unlike the new show, which he apparently does. But I'm only
a bit. He's got a daughter, but
she might be adopted. But who knows?
Well, they don't really say anything other than that. Just his daughter. So. Yeah, we don't know. You're right. We really don't know.
But Zero, also, when he wakes up, his memory's also kind of not working right, so he can't exactly remember who he is. But he like has traces back in his back of his mind, so and he's reminded of who X might have been when he sees Copy X. And he realizes something's amiss. But, like, X has actually been, like, guiding Zero through the adventure because what happened to X is he got tired of fighting. And he has a much better reason. I mean, it's a reason that isn't explained in the game, but it's much better than X7's, where he just said, man, I'm not going to fight anymore. I'm tired of this. The reason actually relates to this thing called the Cyber L-Force. And I'm guessing something really bad happened to convince X to stop fighting. Well, we don't learn what that is, but that's all we can assume based on what else we're told in the game. But he gives up his own body, and then he converted his code into like Cyber Elf form. And he's been following X or Zero around the entire game. And he tells him to kill Copy X with extreme prejudice. So they fight, and then Zero ends up in a desert, almost completely depleted of energy, escaping Neo Arcadia. And X tells him who he is. He reveals himself as X. And then he gets kind of like a second wind, and then he ends up fighting a whole platoon of the Neo Arcadia resistor army members. And that's where the game ends. This game introduced a couple different ideas. One, it's got a drastically different art style. And two, it's a lot more story driven.
And three, it's unforgivingly hard.
And
oh my god, this game's brutal.
Especially this game compared to the later ones.
Yeah, this one's oh my god, this one's infuriatingly hard.
Here's what we're gonna do for our life system. There continues. So when you die, you technically get a game over, but you can retry up to 3 times.
Yeah, that's it.
And there are extra continue pickups you can find, but they're exceedingly rare, and there are not drops by enemies. So, like, basically the idea is to get good Dark Souls style.
Die, rinse, repeat. Well, I mean, that's standard Mega Man, but in this case, it's just... It feels like they take it to the extreme. Like, they're just trying to make this as hard as they possibly could. Doesn't Zero feel like that? Like, they just tried to make this game as freaking hard as they could.
Yep.
Like, this is for the people who've grown up with Mega Man. Let's make this as...
The least they could have done was, like, get rid of the instant death spikes. But they're still in here. I mean, there's some other spikes you can hit and not instantly die, but it's kind of hard to tell which ones are which.
Yeah, just avoid all spikes. That's all you can do.
Take a hit from an enemy to give you invincibility frames.
Yeah, that's like, yeah.
But, you still have to fight Maverick, technically they're not Mavericks anymore. They're just Reploids that are fighting for Neo Arcadia, and they're awful. And they have basically the same kind of setup as the Mavericks did in the X series, where they're all based on some kind of plant or animal.
Mm-hmm.
And like, some of them are actually based on gods. Like, Anubis is one of the ones you fight, and he's in the desert area in this game. Although I think Anubis comes back in the second game, because, like, you didn't quite kill him, apparently.
Only half killed him?
Or it was an illusion. I don't know. Yeah, because there's a thing with, like, Zero-3, where this character named Whale resurrects Copy X. And he's part of the storyline. But, so you probably use the same method to bring Anubis back. But, you basically fight four... And then a major story mission happens, and then you fight the other four.
Mm-hmm.
And Zero also gets a number of different weapons to use in the game. He has the standard Buster, which is actually just a gun now. It's not a Buster arm.
Right.
And that can charge just as normal. And there's a shield that blocks attacks, and... Once it's leveled up enough, because these weapons have weapon levels or ranks or whatever that improve with use, but you can throw the shield when you charge it. You can also charge the saber too for an extra powerful attack, and that actually activates the element if you have an element attached. But the elements are basically the way to fight most of the Reploids, because they usually have a weakness. But, I think the other weapon was a spear. That might be two, though. But, let's see. Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, I don't remember what the weapons were, really. Like, Kazira was just so hard that I didn't want to keep playing it after a certain point. Like, this is just stupid. I'm done. Why am I punishing myself?
Yeah, I don't know how I got through the game all those years ago, but there's also this thing called the Cyberilf system, where they can do anything from giving you the E-tanks to extending your life, or, like, slowing down the enemy, or powering up your attack for a while, or make you go faster. But, you can equip up to 3 Cyberilfs per level, and some can only be activated once. They are fed sufficient energy crystals, which is a thing you could pick up. So you have to basically level them up sometimes. But, like, there is a rating system, and you can't get an S rank for clearing the game if you use most of these Cyberilfs. They're kind of just there as handicaps for players who are having a hard time. So that's another reason this game's hard. It's just like, I want extra life, but I want ranking, so I can't use. So the game's harder than it needs to be. Because it's already hard.
Yes.
But, they changed the way the ranking system worked in the following games. But it's still kind of butt, and especially in 3. But, so basically, we go from that to 02, which is the story in that game is you continue to fight Neo Arcadia, and now you've got the help of a leader named El Piso, who helps you continue to fight against the forces of Neo Arcadia. But he's only there for his own selfish reasons, as he betrays us at the end of the game, and I forget exactly what the reason was, but I think he wanted X's power because he craved power.
Yeah, they always crave power.
And then you fight him and he dies, and before he dies, though, he destroys the body of X. Just kind of put the nail in the coffin. It's like, yeah, X isn't coming back, folks. But X is still hanging on in 03 and 4, but apparently since he lacks a body, he can't sustain himself in Cyril form, and he apparently dies at the end of 4. I say apparently because in ZX, he comes back as a Bioforce metal, and his consciousness is inside it. I guess it's like the one thing that was preserved right before he died. But the game, both of these games have, like, all these games have a New Game Plus option where you can keep all of your upgrades, and but the penalties that you had from using the Cyberilfs remain, which is blah. But the point of getting a higher ranking system in 1 through 3, and even I think 4 in certain ways, is to eventually get the Omega Zero form. Because there was an armor system that was added to, like, 0, 4, and 2, and 3. But, where you can equip different elemental armors to, like, withstand different types of attacks better, or do, like, move really fast and stuff like that. There are also these things called EX skills, where you can do different things with your saber or other different weapons. But, like, Omega Zero apparently had access to all that stuff, but you can only get them by S-ranking the game on your first run, or playing through the game twice. Or you Jesus. Could beat the game in hard mode and just skip all that, but it's harder.
Jesus Christ! My God! I'm like, what the hell, man? Make a hard game even more impossible. Jeez. Sorry.
But, let's see. There was apparently a little bit of multiplayer connectivity with the second game. You could do a time attack, an enemy battle, or a get item, which I guess you compete against each other to get the most items.
Holy crap, I did not know that.
Yeah, you need to leak cable in two games, and I think it was a feature that wasn't very heavily advertised, because it's primarily a single-player game.
Yeah, because I really heavily promoted stuff like that back when I was... I haven't had a store, but... You know, like the connectivity between Game Boys and GameCube and stuff like that, so I didn't know that. You're right, they didn't talk about that.
Oh yeah, El Piso, he wasn't trying to steal Axis power, he was trying to steal the power of the Dark Elf. But apparently it was inside the same chamber that his body was lying in, and I guess his body was being used as a seal to protect the world from Dark Elf.
Mm.
And that's another reason why he didn't have the body. I kind of lied to you by feigning ignorance before, sorry. But because I couldn't quite remember the story, but I read some things and here was like, oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you know, you remember a lot more about the story than I do. I remember like the, you know, him being in a new body and like copy X and shit like that. But I don't remember all the little details like you do.
But the story in 03 is that they continue to fight against the forces of Near Arcadia, despite the fact that Cyber X is dead, or Copy X is dead, but he's apparently back. But now Zero has encountered this thing called Omega, that this dude named Dr. Will, who was banished from Near Arcadia for being too extreme. By basically,
when extremists think you're too extreme.
Yeah, because apparently, like, Dr. Wheel had a nasty habit of committing human genocide in the effort to kill Reploids. It's like, we want to protect us because we're human racists, and we want humans to be protected, and you're killing us to get to Reploids. We don't want that.
Wow. Too extreme.
Also, his name is Dr. Wily, and yeah, that sounds a lot like Dr. Wily, but he's not Dr. Wily. He's like the analog to Dr. Wily in the series.
Mm.
But like if Dr. Wily were like insanely evil and genocidal, that's who he'd be.
Yeah, Dr. Wily always seemed to me like as the world conquering type, not necessarily the genocidal.
I don't even believe that. I believe Dr. Wily. The only reason he wanted to dominate the world and rule it is because in his insane warped mind, that's how he would prove he was better than Dr. Light.
Yeah, you're right about that. He was definitely insane and warped, and his goals were really to prove himself better than Light.
Which is why he moved on from world domination to just getting even with Mega Man and Dr. Light.
I can't even rule the world, I just want to kill you now. That's all I care about. God damn it. Anyway, back to the story.
In 03, you have this new weapon called the recoil rod, which a pair of Tantma-like weapons, which you can also use as like a pogo stick. Which it's fun. It's weird, but oh yeah, you did get a spear in 2 and 1, but I think it's still here. But I think they got rid of the shield because nobody really used that one. But excuse me, there's this they decided to do something different in 03, like there are these collectibles called Sacred Disc where you basically can get data on a number of things in the series and help clear up some of the background info on some of these characters. I also kind of worked kind of like a Bistari because you could scan enemies too.
Oh, okay.
But there's also customization chips, which like I mentioned earlier, like Zero could get like a part for his head that lets him, I don't know, like climb ladders faster or something like that. Or like for the armor, like protect against certain elements or just reduce damage in general.
They always struggle with what to do to make the helmet part useful. Every game, it's completely different.
But there's also this weird thing involving cyberspace where, like, there's these doors you could go through. And, like, they were... Like, the cyberspace thing was, like, necessary for, like, doing a couple of extra things, but they weren't, like, necessary to beat the game. They just, like, do a couple extra things if you wanted to. But, like, there was a number of different mini games you could unlock too, which is weird. Like,
yeah, that's new to Mega Man, really. I mean, mini games.
Yeah. But ultimate mode in this game is a lot better because like there typically aren't any drawbacks. But again, you need to beat the. But you need to beat the game like a couple times, or you just got to beat it in hard mode or get S rank. But one of the annoying things about this game is like the EX skills are only earned when you defeat a Maverick with the boss's weakness while also getting an A rank at minimum. Which is hard to do.
God damn.
It might just be getting an A rank, which is still hard to do because a game that requires you to get through a level quickly and not take any deaths, usually. You can still take damage, just not too much damage that you die.
God. Zero
and,
games are
and
so...
And it also requires you to not use, like, any of the cyber elves that would, like, affect your score negatively, because, like, they fixed one problem with the game where, like, using cyber elves to get extra health or E-tanks would ruin your ranking. And like, I don't think that affects it. I think that prevents you from getting an S rank, but you could still get A ranks. But, anyways, that's that game. But, wait, I still have to talk about the plot for this one. But, Omega turns out to be, the original body of Zero, but with the Zero virus inside of it. And Dr. Wile, decides to use the Omega Zero to fulfill his ambitions of genocide, I guess. And there's this whole conflict of like, you're Zero, but you've got a fake body, so there's no way you could defeat your old body. Only he's Zero, bitch, so he does it. It's like, Zero because he's Zero, not because he has his old body or not.
Right.
But, so it's basically a way to close that chapter of his life behind him by destroying his old self. And that leads us into Zero 4, where you still have to deal with Dr. Wile, who's in hiding now because of the events of the third game. But he comes out later after, like he's in hiding, and there's this Rippling named Kraft who wants to kill Dr. Wile. But, like, Dr. Wile apparently became the new leader of Near Arcadia, but he pulls a Saddam by going into hiding. And, like, Kraft wants to smoke him out by basically launching a satellite beam on top of the planet, which is just as insane as Dr. Wile, something he would have do. And so Zero has to stop Kraft and deal with Dr. Wile. But, the game ends with Zero sacrificing his life to kill Dr. Wile and stop the satellite from destroying the planet, as well as and before it like gets too close to the Earth, because it's apparently dropping on the planet at this point. But the idea is you fight final boss and it burns up in the atmosphere. Because you're kind of on a timer when you fight Dr. Wile. But it's got the best music out of the entire series, in my opinion. But some of the earlier games, like Zero 2 and Zero 3, has Led Zeppelin references, because like one of the songs has a few notes that sound like Kashmir.
I think. Really?
Yeah. But one of the new weapons in this game is the super arm. That's what I'm calling it, because like he can basically charge up the power into his hand to just rip the weapons off of some of these Reploids and use them, which is neat, because like you can grab an axe off of an axe robot, and then the axe is like super powerful even though it's super slow. But there's other ones too, like some enemies will have guns that like shoot like 3 bullets in different directions out, and you can use that for a while. They all have most of them. Like, stuff like the axe have unlimited energy meter, so you can use it as much as you want. The other ones, like, have limited weapon uses. I mean, it's not all that useful. It's useful for, like, puzzle-solving and environment puzzles, but, like, it's primarily used to, like, give you extra weapons to use. So some of them can be used to create platforms, so.
So it's a magnet gun.
Kind of. Let's see. The cyber elves in this game, like, they went even further with like the leveling up cyber elves to make them stronger. But they've actually now got 3 different categories. One's that heal you, one's that like find items and stuff usually, and the other one's called Hacker, which like usually interfere with the enemy somehow. There's also these things called body chips, such as like you can do a double jumping or like self-recovery, kind of like that helmet chip in X3. But apparently like they changed the disc system to like a part system, so you can use like combine different parts like to make different sets of armor. It's like one of the more useful sets of armor is called the junk armor.
Mm-hmm.
But the game also has mini games like before, but like I mentioned earlier, Zero dies at the end, and that was KJ Inafune's way of saying I'm done with this series. It's like, sorry Capcom, if you want to use Zero again, you gotta have to stick to the X games.
The series is dead.
And the way I see it, the Zero series is a series that KJ Inafune is like, I wanted to use Zero for X, but Capcom said no, so I convinced Capcom to let me make a series about Zero, and this is it. So this is basically a series he always wanted to make.
Hmm. Yeah, it didn't seem like the last few years of his time at Capcom was a pleasant time between the two parties. You know.
But, with that, we lead right into ZX. This is a slightly interesting series for a couple of reasons, but it still uses mostly the same gameplay as Zero, and you're largely playing as a facsimile of Zero, because like the plot in this game is that like 200 years have taken place after the events of the Mega Man Zero series, so it's 25 XDX now. And humans, Reploids, and humanoids, which are basically just cyborgs, are basically, I guess, mostly finally at peace now.
Yeah, coexisting. And yeah, everybody's happy, kumbaya.
They're also... It won't last. They're also completely indistinguishable from each other, and most humans are cyborgs rather than being pure human. And a lot of Riploids have taken on more human traits and can actually age now. Or at least change their body's appearance to look like they've aged. Like, if they choose. And I think most Riploids are actually not designed for combat. But, I mean, there's still quote unquote mavericks going around, but they're not infected by viruses called Sigma or Zero. But it's just a term just used to describe dangerous Reploids, basically criminals. But there's this company called Slither Inc. Gee, that's not a bad guy name. If I one.
Like, what is that? You'd think the bad guys would try and like make a show have a peaceful name or something, because they don't want to be obvious.
That they're a corporation that basically makes a technology, and they unearth some technology from some ruins in this place called the Outlands, and it's called the Bioforce Metal, and they've got this group called the Guardians, which basically defend the peace and try to solve why there are Maverick attacks going on. But we learn later that Slither Inc. is responsible, of course. But
shock.
But the protagonist of this game is actually can be a boy or a girl whose names are Vent and Ale, which is supposed to be a play on the words the wind beneath my wings, because like vent is wind and ale is wings. But regardless of whoever you play as, you're basically raised by this dude named Girouette, who kind of looks like Zero but not really, who ends up getting the Model Z Bioforce Metal, and unfortunately, he does get infected by a Maverick virus of some kind. He goes crazy, and you have no means of dealing with it other than defend yourself, and that results in him dying. But before he dies, he gives you the Model Z unit. Apparently, you had the Model X unit, because like you're supposed to deliver these things, and that's when the attack happened. And to defend himself, your character will equip the Model X Bioforce Metal, and Marlis gets the powers of X. But once you defeat Girouette, he gives you Z, and after a couple more events, like, you combine the two and you become Model ZX. So you've got both the powers of Zero and X at your disposal. Despite the fact your character looks more like Zero than he does X, the only way you could even tell he's looks like X at all is the top of his helmet, the center. The rest of them basically looks Zero. But then you have to deal with the Mavericks, and then of course later you find out that the leader of Slither has been searching for this Model W Bioforce Metal, and the W actually stands for whale. So he gains abilities similar to whales, and that's probably also why he's gone crazy, because too much of whale's personality is in the Model W metal. But and that's how the game ends, pretty much. But like, the interesting thing about this game is like the models basically let you transform the respective wielders. Like, you also get Haropias and Leviathan and Fenrir's. But I think you also get Phantoms, because Phantom was another character in Zero, who is basically the ninja guy. And the ninja guy is kind of fun because he can throw shurikens really fast, and I think he can cling on to ceilings and walk across spikes without dying.
I don't remember. I just remember these were, to me, a lot more fun than the Zero series.
And, like, so instead of copying copy abilities, you basically just copy Reploids.
Yeah.
And it also kind of plays into, what Mega Man 11's doing, where Mega Man takes on the traits of the guys he turns into, or copies abilities from.
That's what they're doing in the cartoon, too.
Yeah.
When he steals their abilities, he also steals, like, part of their personality. So. Oh, sorry. Copies, not steals.
But, that's Zero. Mega Man ZX. But Mega Man ZX Advent, which is a direct sequel, but is split enough. Like, you're playing it as a different protagonist, but you're not playing with the ZX medal. You get that later, but you start out with Model A. And for the longest time, a lot of fans of the series thought that referenced Axel, even though he's got abilities similar to Axel, because he, from the get-go, can directly copy the Reploid appearances without having to use a model. But you once again play as two protagonists, male, female, Gray or Ash, who wakes up from a chamber somewhere, and you basically can copy their DNA a lot like Axel, but again, it's not Axel. But we find out later that the ace actually stands out for Albert, because there's these three doctors named Dr. Albert, Dr. Thomas, and Dr. Kane. Which is a direct reference to both all those guys, and they very well might be reincarnations of those characters, but they're not the same characters. They don't even have the same personalities, because as we learn in ZX's cliffhanger ending, or ZX Ivan's cliffhanger ending, Dr. Thomas is also evil. And we learn Dr. Albert's evil in this game, but like, he basically created a human from scratch to be like the vessel for his Model A metal, and basically cultivate its power so that he can get it later. But like, he also was looking for this thing called the Ouroboros system, because he was going to use that in Model A to become basically a god and rule the planet.
Yeah, of course, because why not? You want to rule the planet like Jesus Christ. You'd think they'd get old by this point, but no.
Not doctor. I called them doctors. They're called masters. Because I guess they're like three really wise gurus or something of like technology. And so they've got. Oh wait, Mikhail. Because that's right. Mikhail Cossack was his name, wasn't it? Yeah.
I thought it was Dr. Kane. Okay.
So it's like Cossack, Dr. and Wily and Light. But they're all using their first names as last names. Just to be cute little references. But you beat him and then the game ends, and like I said, it pulls a stinger ending where we learn that Master Thomas is evil because he shared the same ideology as Albert secretly. And after he learned that Albert failed to conquer the world, he's going to take up the mantle.
Of course.
But, like I said, we never get the sequel because the game sold poorly and Capcom's expectations for sales for games at that point was ridiculous. And the fact that they ran the series into the ground, and a lot of people didn't want anything to do with it after even Battle Network came out.
Yeah, they're really good at running that into the ground. Like, I want more after Mega Man 11, but I want them to take their time. I don't want them to do what they tried to do before with Mega Man 9. Like, remember how quickly Mega Man 10 came out afterwards?
I kind of resented the fact that they even went with the retro style for 9. It's like, why didn't you make it modern?
I like that. I really love 9. 9 is a lot of fun.
I think the real reason came down is, like, they wanted to make a game that would fit within the WiiWare shop's file size constrictions. So they're like, let's just make it a retro game then, because then it'll be under a certain size.
I'm also guessing it was cost efficient.
Yeah.
Of course, like, and they took their time and they worked on that and they made a good game, like they've done with 11, which, you know, I'm sure is going to be a good game.
I like 10, but, like, I'll basically
cut. Yeah, 10's not a bad game, but you can tell, like, it was, like, they didn't take their time like they did with 9.
Well, I saw a tweet that basically said that, like, 10 is a good game, but it's not the proper sequel to 9.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a good answer. Like, 10 feels more like 4 through 6, you know, whereas 9 feels more like it's 1 through 3, the good ones, you know, the best ones. And 10, just they were just trying to capitalize on a hit, and I hope they don't do that again with 11.
Well,
I don't get me wrong, I want 12, but I want 12 to come out in maybe like 2020 or something. Like, I want them to work on it.
Also, make the robot masters primarily females, just to offset the fact that you completely ignored females after Mega Man 9.
I keep waiting for another woman. Yeah, like, Splash Woman was one of the best characters in the game.
There was a pachinko Mega Man game, and of course, because it's a pachinko game, like, one of the robot masters was called Coin Woman. But it's like, yeah, you got a woman in here. What the hell, Capcom?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw a tweet about that. Somebody kind of saying exactly the same thing you did. Like, hey, look, woman. Sons of bitches. And the Fully Charged has had a couple women already.
Yeah.
Hypno Woman and Blasto Woman. It looks like Hypno Woman might not be too bad. I guess they're not going with evil. They're going kind of neutral with her.
Well, I think the idea is that they're all just kind of like overzealous robots that need to be talked down. Because it's trying to preach to the kids where you could just get through conflict with conversation and being calm and rational. I mean, yeah. Of course, they have the message that you probably won't always be able to do that, but you should at least try first.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's obviously they can't do that ever, or there wouldn't be a show.
Yeah.
Mega Man has to shoot stuff, or, you know. I mean, it's a kid's show, but at the same time, like, all these kid's shows are about shooting stuff.
There's also the old... I was surprised that... Well, maybe I shouldn't be surprised. Maybe the plan was always to have, like, more than 10 episodes, but that's all that they had to go on before the show launched.
Mm.
And then now they're up to episode 14, 15 now? 16? I can't remember.
14, I think.
Yeah.
I think. So I'm actually really enjoying it.
And they shoot off this new robot master, or robot, called Chemistry Man. I mean, he's not, his powers are kind of like Bubble Man's, because he puts people in bubbles.
Oh, Chemistry Man. Yeah, okay. I was like, who are you talking about? Okay, right, the former teacher. Yeah, that was pretty funny. And Guts Man, like, you know, they were being literal. He belches for his attack.
I haven't watched that yet, because...
Oh, he, like, he hits his belly to attack, but...
uses his gut.
Yes, Gutsman uses his gut to attack, basically. And I won't say anything else.
That's a quite literal interpretation of Gutsman, but...
yes.
Gatsu is this thing in Japanese that doesn't translate well, so I guess they was like, eh, let's do this with Gutsman.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to be something... Like I said, like, I read the interview.
New Turtles is out now. I should watch that.
I've taped it. I haven't watched it yet. I really don't like the art style. But I'll get over it, I'm sure.
I'm glad that it's not as bad as it could be.
Yeah, I have seen worse, too. You're right.
But
Yeah, back to fully charged, I guess. Or should we talk about Mega Man 9 before we leave? Since we're only going to do one more episode.
We'll do 9 and 10 next time.
All right, but and back we're to fully charged.
Done with this. So if Frank's listening, see you guys later. Next week we'll be back with 9, 10, and whatever else we can fit in. And our expectations and hopes and dreams for 11. based on what we've played of a demo. But I'll actually get around to trying to complete Blockman's level.
Well, it's coming out in 2 weeks at this point. It doesn't matter that much.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to try to do it, though. Cause
yeah, like, after I beat him, I'm like, I could go play it again now. Practice. Like, I want to get, like, I can't, like, you get his weapon, and it's like, okay, cool, I can play with it. And then the demo ends, and you don't get to play with it anymore. You have to go through the whole, like, oh. I guess I gotta wait until the game comes out to play with his ability.
Sniff, sniff.
Sniff, sniff. Yes, exactly. Okay. Anyway.
Also, next week, this is a PSA. Next week is the day that Switch version comes out for Dragon Ball FighterZ. So if you have a Switch, I might be tempted to pick that up, but. Mm.
I haven't played that in a while. I need to like pop that back in.
And again, there might be enough time in between its release and Black Friday, so there might be a Black Friday deal. So I'm gonna at least wait for that long.
And I need to play the game, but the story is so bad.
It also gives them time to fix any bugs that might show up. But that's my PSA, and we'll be back next week for the episode 10. The final until we do like an episode on 11 itself, but
yeah, we'll want to give that time, and maybe we should do that on a day when more people can like participate.
Mm-hmm. But if Frank's listening, you could play us out now. I might have to text him. I don't think he's around. Yeah. Let's see. Do you want to talk about anything else while I get Frank on here?
Well, you want to talk about the Ruby Spears cartoon and how much you hate it? And Buff Mega Man?
I can't want to see the energy for next week.
Okay. Well, so far,
I don't hate it.
What?
I probably hate it more than even the terrible version of Mega Man that exists in the Captain N cartoon.
Oh god! Like I love the Captain N cartoon.
And it's a cartoon even more though.
As a kid, I loved it, but I go back and watch it, and I'm like, oh my fucking god! Like, wait a minute, Proto Man's a sister now? What the hell? Wait, Alucard is riding a skateboard and he's a bad guy. What's going on here? Why is Simon Belmont so vain?
Why is Mega Man green?
What's going on?
Simon Belmont doing Trevor's Belmont story?
Yeah, I have no idea. None of it made any sense.
Alucard should be older then, technically.
I mean, if for God's sake, it's the second season, they introduced Game Boy as a character. Like, do you remember, like, the fuck?
I'm talking about season three, where they, like, basically did Mega Man 3's plot.
And it shared
a spot with the Mario World shows. They basically alternated weeks.
Yeah. Ugh. It just kept getting worse and worse as you go back and look at it. Oh my god.
Even the Mario World show was awful.
Yeah. Remember when he had tried to teach the dinosaur or the caveman how to drive and stuff like that, and they had to put up traffic signs and shit like that. Like, what the hell does this have to do with Mario? What in the hell am I watching?
Okay, Frank's here. That means we're done. So until next week, or rather Friday, where you'll hear us talk about RPGs instead. Mm-hmm. See you guys later. Peace out.